This is the Career Purpose Statement Visualization. First, remember the questions you considered for homework to prepare for this visualization. Number one, your hobbies and interests and things you love to do. What do you enjoy doing so much that when you do it, you lose track of time? Number two, the question about your past experiences. Remembering a time when you were incredibly happy and totally consumed by the moment, and thinking about what was so fulfilling about that time. Thinking back on past experiences or events that triggered intense frustration or anger. And thinking back on two times in your life when you faced a difficult obstacle or situation that was a trial for you or tested you. Number three, your talents and your strengths. What do you do better than most people you know? And number four, the testimonials. What do you want people to say about you at the end of your life? Remember the themes that emerged from these questions that you considered for homework. And now, in this visualization, we will translate your answers to your career through these questions. Get into a comfortable position and allow your eyes to close or focus on the floor or the ceiling, whatever is most comfortable for you. And begin by focusing your awareness on your breath, breathing in and breathing out again, breathing in easily and effortlessly, and then breathing out. Each breath allows you to become more relaxed and comfortable. And any outside sounds that you may hear during this visualization will only serve to allow you to go deeper inside. Now, let's consider the following questions to help you begin to develop your career purpose statement. Number one, at the end of your career, what do you want people to remember about what you did in your work? What would you want them to say? This could be anything from they were healthier or happier because of you, more authentic, inspired, or that you brought beauty to their lives. What would you want them to say about the impact you had on their lives? Remember to think about your values here, your passions, interests, and talents. Good. Now, shift gears, and I want you to imagine that you're in a large group of people milling around in front of a stage. Up on the stage is your career future self. Your future self begins to speak to this large group of people. And your future self is talking about the one bit of wisdom they want to share with the world and what they want to provide in order to make the world a better place to live. What is this message that your future self is sharing? Now notice that by your future self sharing these things, the wisdom they want to share, and what they want to provide to make the world a better place. Because of this, suddenly you become aware that a shift has come over you and the entire audience. And your career future self has in some way had a profound impact on you and the rest of the people in the audience. You are all altered or changed in some way. and aware of this impact on yourself and others, you leave the room altered in some fundamental way. Consider these questions. First, what was the one bit of wisdom your future self wanted to share with the world? Second, what is the one thing they wanted to provide to make the world a better place to live? Third, what was the impact your future self had on you and the others in the audience? And four, how were you transformed? And the last question is, who was your future self being to have such an impact on you and this audience? I've asked you a lot of questions here, so take a moment now to reflect on anything that you saw. And know that you can come back to this visualization as many times as you need to in order to get additional clarity. Take in a deep breath and think about the impact that your future self had on this audience. And when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. And take a moment to jot down the words, themes, and images that came to mind during this visualization.